Scott Eiley is sitting up front here, and the reason he's sitting here is because he's invited some guests here. And he was asking if they could have a little bit of time, and they could be here at the end of the month, and so it's the end of the month, so they're here, and so we're glad they're able to make it. Scott's very busy with the jail ministry. He's busy with the refuge, and he's also busy with Crossing Roads. That's an outreach here in town, another ministry. And so he was very excited when the founder and some of the people that are attending that are going to be able to share the fruits of their labors. I think as you start ministry sometimes, I believe Scott was saying, what's the best way to organize this? How can we make this work best for God? And I guess he found some people that are already doing that, and he was able to plug in and participate, and they're very supportive of what he's doing. So, Scott, I'll have you come up and introduce your guests.
Thank you, Pastor Brian, and thank you, church, for allowing us the time to share here this morning. I am a member of this church. Some of you may know I do spend most of my Sundays in jail, but they have the jails closed now for the holidays. They're anticipating a lot of extra participants there. So, by the way, I got to make a little commercial here before I forget. The Crossing Homes House is going to be having a lunch today, right after church, about a quarter after 12 to 3. And another plug, these fellows who live here, ladies, single ladies, they know how to cook, they know how to clean, they're clean and sober and somewhat sane, so might want to keep that in mind. But anyway, about a quarter after 12, they have prepared a nice lunch for us, so those of you who would like to come down, check it out, you're sure welcome to. The one reason or main reason why I am interested in the Crossing Homes ministry is 40-some years ago, even further than that, I struggled with addiction and crime, and I was a real knucklehead. I ended up in jail and whatnot, and I ended up getting sent to a faith-based Christian ministry. It just so happened my sister and brother-in-law were counselors there. And that was really good. I had a real neat experience with the Lord there and whatnot, but, you know, they couldn't keep me there forever. They eventually had to cut me loose and send me back home. Well, I probably was back home in the St. Cloud area for less than an hour. My natural inclination, look up my old buddies, see what everybody's doing. Well, they're all getting high. And this is no lie, no joke. I wasn't back in town in my old environment for an hour, and I was using drugs again. And which started a long, like a four-year-long drug induced, you know, insanity for me. And then at the end of that, Keith and Jan Barber, who some of you knew, they were called to a ministry up here, which was a faith-based halfway house called the House of Agape. My mother tricked me into coming up there to visit my sister and brother-in-law. I ended up getting saved, and I ended up staying at the House of Agape, at that faith-based Christian place. And here I am 43 years later, clean and sober and somewhat sane. So I know that this halfway house, thank you, thank the Lord. The Lord intervened. I didn't even have the sense to realize it at the time. I just was kind of going with the flow. I became a member of this church, and the men in this church discipled me. The older brothers in this church discipled me. They probably didn't even realize it, but they were my mentors, and so that is so important. I'm maybe getting out of line here a little bit, but church and having other men, godly men, involved in these fellas' lives when they come out of their addiction, so important. And anyhow, I'm going to introduce some of the fellas from the Crossing Homes house, and I'm going to start with Merrill here, this very distinguished gentleman. Merrill, would you come up and share your story, please?
Thank you, Merrill. Good afternoon. Good morning. Thank you very kindly for allowing us to come here and speak to you. We don't have a lot of time. You hear me okay back there? Good, I like to be heard. Okie dokie. I'm going to give you, in this little time we have, a real quick rundown of my life. I spent the first 36 years of my life building. I had the perfect world. I had married my high school sweetheart. We had three lovely boys. I had everything you could possibly ask for, world-wise. I had every measure of success, material-wise. I mean, everything was perfect. How could you screw that up? Well, I did. I spent the next 36 years taking that apart, drink by drink, piece by piece, family by family. It's kind of amazing. I've been an executive at NBC Studios in downtown Burbank. I've been a district manager of the entire East Coast. And I had my own beautiful office overlooking a lake, family, just the whole works. Now let's just fast forward 36 more years. At 72 years of age, I'm sitting in a drunk tank, Becker County Jail. Felony DWI, I'm looking at 3 to 7 years in prison. That's quite a fall, drink by drink. Now, I'd said enough jailhouse prayers over the years because I've been in jail a lot. Somebody says, how many times you've been in jail? I don't know. How many times you've been in detox? I don't know. I simply lost count over that 36 years. So I wasn't going to pray for a get-out-of-jail-free card anymore because I always got them and I always got myself back anyway. So I had a conversation with God. I said, God, I thank you for 36 years of perfect health. No idea why. I don't even take aspirin. And I'm very sorry for all the years and the people I've hurt and the losses they've had to incur. If there's anything I can do in kind, you know where to find me. And I let it go at that. I had resigned myself to my fate. I'm going to die in jail. I always knew I would. Well, a bail bondsman came to see me, and I didn't ask for him to come and see me, but he came and seen me, and he made it very clear, you're not getting out. I had no assets. I didn't have $30,000. I had no co-signers. I've been in that position before. You just stay in jail, and you do your time. You go from county to state or whatever you're going to do. So I said, okay, I accept that. Now, he came the next day. He says, you are the luckiest person on this planet. He says, I've been doing this for years. I've never seen anything like it. You're getting out today. It was just absolutely incredible. And if you want to hear the rest of it, I don't have time to go into it. We're having open house this afternoon. You swing on by and I'll tell you the rest of the story. But in the meantime, to make a long story short, from October 19th, 2017, from a jail cell to where I should have been making license plates, I'm standing here talking to you. I was blessed. I was able to go to the Compassion House, from the Compassion House to Crossing Homes, and I love this place. I love the guys in it. I love the board of directors. I love the concept. And I can absolutely guarantee you, without Crossing Homes, I'd be back out. I'd be using right now. Crossing Homes made it possible to get sober, stay sober. In treatment, you have discovery. You find out about yourself. But then there's recovery. And that's getting back in the community and new friends and new places and new associations. Crossing Homes makes that possible. And I'm excited to be a part of it. And I want to see it grow and flourish. I just absolutely love this project. I can't say enough about it. And I've met so many wonderful people in the last year and a half. And one of them is my very good friend. He's going to come up and talk to you next. I just love this guy. We were in treatment together. Now we're Crossing Homes together. He's my very dear friend, Nate. Come on up.
God is great. Yeah, without him, I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys, that's for sure. I'm not really good at talking in front of people, so I'll make this quick here. For the last 16 years, I've been in active addiction. The last five, I've been doing intravenous drugs. And without Compassion House and Crossing Homes, I wouldn't be here today talking to you guys. They have done great things in my life. I've been able to put it back piece by piece and get somewhat back of my family that I have left. And I love all the guys that run it. Scott here, he's done a lot of great things for me. You know, he's made me feel good about myself. And today I can say I'm a manager of one of these fine establishments here in town, the restaurant. So good things are happening in my life, and it wouldn't be without them. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Josh. Josh Barnes.
Hi. Good morning. I've been in addiction since I was 14. I'm 40. I've been in and out of prisons. I think the hardest part, like Scott was saying, is just getting thrown back into the community. And it really doesn't matter how hard you want it. You know, you've burned a lot of bridges throughout your life. Even your family don't want to welcome you with open arms. Crossing Homes has provided me with a starting point. And it is faith-based. I truly believe that all things are possible through God. Anything that's established under God's principles is going to be successful. It has been in my life for sure. My parents can now say they're proud of me again. I have a job. I support my children the best I can. Scott is a great guy. Just the acceptance, you know, that they've got for people and the compassion. Coming out of jail, I went to Compassion House. It's a faith-based program. I got told it was 90 days, and they wanted my cell phone. I almost walked out the door, but thank God I didn't. Crossing Homes allowed me to come there after treatment. I wasn't just right back in the streets or, you know, back hanging around my old people again. They treat me like family, and I thank God for that. Thanks.
Well, I'm a little surprised to see there's one other individual way in the back there, Lonnie. Can you share a little bit, Lonnie? Sure he can. Look at him. He's come. Give him, Lonnie, a big hand. Lonnie has some history with the church here. Yeah. Yeah, it, you know, if I'm going to challenge you Christian men, if you're bored in your Christianity, if you see you could be doing more, come to this open house afterwards and check it out, because you have a lot of potential. God's invested a lot in you, and you can be a blessing to help other younger men make it. Okay, Lonnie, good to see you, Lonnie.
I've been at the Crossing Home now for about 4 or 5 months. It really turned my life around. Got back together with my kids, my family. I was an on and off addict for quite a few years, but programs really helped out. Got us all back to living our life the way we should be. It's just a great program. It'd be nice if everybody stopped by and took a look at what we're doing there. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Lonnie. And now this open house is going to take place at 912 Minnesota Avenue. You're all familiar with 911? Well, this is just one more, 912. You'll see my old tree truck parked across the street. It's right to the north of the Zion Lutheran parking lot there. So, First Lutheran, yeah, thank you. I was just checking to see if you're listening. Yeah, but now I have the privilege to introduce John Henderson, who is the founder of this great ministry that's expanded out into 6 states. And I'll toot his horn a little bit for him. This man, God has worked in a mighty, mighty way and changing the lives and the families of many, many men in our day. So, John, would you come up and share, please?
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, church. How many are glad to be alive today? Huh? Is this not the day that the Lord hath made? Shall we not rejoice and be glad in it? Amen. I celebrate the Lord had allowed me to celebrate 17 years sobriety in January of this year. So it can be done, and you've heard the stories, as Revelation chapter 12 says in verse 11, we defeat the accuser by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And what you're hearing are testimonies. What you're hearing is how we defeat the accuser. The accuser is Satan, and the blood of the Lamb is Jesus, who died on the cross for each and every one of us, not just for addicts, but for everyone, everyone. And so a privilege is, as I was born a PK, and then I made a choice in life to be another kind of PK. And we call it a prodigal kid. And so I have the privilege of standing here alive. I'm not dead, even though I should be, multiple times. And in that privilege, I got to have a time out in what is called the Minnesota Corrections Facility. I got to meet some folks there, you know. And in that time out, so just so you hear, you know, the kids here, just so you know, when your parents give you a time out, it's not all a bad thing. Because during my time out, I was healed of cancer. I battled cancer for 10 years. Should not be here. But James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, make it very clear what we're to do and call upon the elders and be anointed with oil and prayed for. And so when I walked out of prison, I thought, there's got to be something different. I never dreamt how God has used a guy like me in the life I lived to be involved in so many lives now. So, the word is, if you do come to the open house, we're not going to sign you up that day to be a pizza pal or a coffee buddy, but don't get scared. Scared is what they call it, right, in prison. Don't get scared. No reason to be scared away. God is doing a mighty thing right here in Detroit Lakes. Not just, you know, this afternoon I'll be in Fargo for lunch. We have the privilege of being involved in 73 beds in the Red River Valley, of which Detroit Lakes is part of that. And so God started moving, and I'm glad to be part of it. And my situation is just one of many stories, because each of you here today have a testimony. And each of you have people in your life that only you can touch. And be sure to reach out and touch those. Yes, I was trained for almost 40 years in the ways of the world and how to be an addict, and probably as good as any of them. So now I'm trying to take what I learned, take what God allowed me to be a part of, and put it to work. And you all might think, well, I never was, okay? You don't have to be part of the kingdom. You don't have to be a co-laborer with Jesus. You don't have to have that history. Maybe a good listener, and maybe know how to drink coffee. I don't know, that's kind of a tough resume, but we'd love to see you there. And did they want to go home sometime today, or were we going to see what the pastor says over here? Okay. All right. But thank you all for allowing us to be here today. There is, feel free to grab a prayer cross on your way out, a little table on the right there just before the door. Grab one of our free prayer crosses and keep us in mind if you can't make it to the open house today. And we will have another one. And Scott will be sure to invite you all to the next one too. Thank you so much.
Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work you're doing. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would just continue to bless this ministry in the mightiest of ways, that you would open the doors that need to be opened and you would close the doors that need to be closed, that you put a hedge of protection around what they do, the board, the workers, the laborers, and those that are living there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you sharing the fruit of their labors with us. Heavenly Father, we ask that would help urge us and move us to do more for you and to realize, Lord, that you have a work going on. But Lord, for those that share today, thank you for their testimony, the testimony they give you the praise and glory for. So Heavenly Father, just bless this ministry in Detroit Lakes and the surrounding area. Bless him with the workers and laborers that he needs to do God's work in the area that he works. In your precious name we pray, everybody says,